When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, okay. So the song is Make a Man Out of You from Mulan.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Sing it, dog.
Oh, I thought the music was going to start playing.
No,
I don't know it from the Let's get down to business.
Yes.
To defeat.
Yeah.
The Hun.
Motherfucker.
Bitch, yeah. Did they give me
daughters?
These bitches.
When I asked
for sons.
Where the niggas at?
You know what I'm saying?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Shot the Wrong Soup.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
And we got a very special racist guest today.
You said think of the first song. I'm sorry. It's personal to me. Okay. I love that song.
Nah, man. No, I bet. Yeah, you do like Asian shit.
No, that's crazy.
No, I was just playing. What's up, y'all? Hey, we have a very, very fun episode today. You know, whenever I'm looking for guests, I like to invite on people that I fuck with, you know? Because I feel like I hate having people on just cuz that, like, I feel like, oh, this person got a lot of followers. Let me fucking have them on. But you know, I've been fucking with you for a long time, bro. As a youngin' in the creator space and somebody who I feel like just brings original dope shit and who has been killing it in their field, make some noise for this man right here, King Vader.
What's up?
Thank you for pulling up.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, man, I was scrolling through my shit and I was like, let's see what the fuck he's talking about.
So it's all on you. Go.
Life story for an hour. Go.
In the beginning.
Well, shit, let me ask you this, man. First of all, where you from?
Born in Chicago, raised in Maryland, and, you know, now we're here in Cali. So, yeah.
How long were you in Maryland for?
I was in Maryland until I was 19 and then left.
What part of Maryland?
Okay, so Maryland and D.C., you know, they're different, but, you know, DMV, we kind of is the same. Mm-hmm. But first it was Southeast D.C., then I stayed in PG, then I lived in Anne Arundel, and I stayed there before I moved to Cali. I get to Cali, a year after I get here, the pandemic happens.
Of course. So you couldn't even experience it.
I couldn't even go out. Like, you know, I went out to see the sun and they said, go back inside.
Damn. Okay. Nah, literally. Don't even come look at the people. Be like, what's the deal in LA? I'm like, shit, man, the beach and go shopping, I guess. You couldn't even go outside. Well, you be saying fruit.
Wait, would you?
Baltimore accent.
No.
Fruit.
No. So, okay, there's a misconception, right? All right, so DMV, Baltimore's in Maryland.
Yes.
But
yeah,
people in Baltimore, they like, they feel like they're not part of Maryland. They like Baltimore is its own thing.
Like
respect, you know what I'm saying? Respect.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. Okay. I don't know how to do any.
Okay, because you said a bunch of letters and I wasn't sure how close it was to Baltimore. No.
I feel like I kind of got different slang and accents from everywhere. Like, I hang out with people in Detroit in, like, a Discord and stuff like that. And I know people out here. I know people back home, people from Chicago. So it's kind of like, it's a mixed bag of things. All
right. So without sounding like we talking shit, though.
sure.
So is the Baltimore accent just fake?
No.
It's made up?
It's not made up. It's very 100% in their DNA.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't tap into it because I'm not from Baltimore.
Right.
But it's very authentic. It's very 100% serious.
Free. That's crazy. That's like, imagine if Compton just talked completely different from Paramount and Long Beach.
I mean, how big is Baltimore compared to the other cities in Maryland?
I think Baltimore's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. like I said, they like, hey, that's our own spot. You know what I'm saying? Don't come down here. And it's like, all right, we won't.
Because I'm trying to think of like compared to, let's say, when you think of like the LA accent, right? Of like, I know, like Park Decor, that's weird. Like that type of shit, right? Like how much of that really, because it, of course, it does expand to the outskirts of LA, right? Yeah. Yeah, that shit's interesting to think about.
Yeah,
no, man.
It's very interesting.
You sound like an LA boy now. You go back home and to Chicago. Wait, what is when you go back home? What is back home?
Back home is Maryland. So okay, like DC, Maryland ish. I don't know. I feel like I've never really sounded like anything specifically. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like I just kind of have my own thing, and yeah. But now since I've been here for so long, people think like I was born in California, and I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, you're looking real stylish. He walked up. I was like, I wish I would have put on a better fit.
I appreciate it.
You're looking sharp out here, thank man. You, so you've been in LA for how long now?
It feels like five or six years.
Wow.
I feel like I want to subtract like 2.5 years because of the dark ages. But, yeah. You know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, it was a rough time, man. I saw a post on Instagram the other day that was like, why does LA not feel as lively? Like it's different than it used to be.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It definitely is. But it's like, you know, everywhere is a little different. We had a motherfucking pandemic.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like we're coming out of something very specific. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was something very
something affected everybody in a big way, you know.
We're recovering, you know.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, you came to LA to pursue the entertainment field, right?
100%.
And you popped off on Vine, yes? Would you say that's your claim to fame?
Yeah, I feel like Vine was where it started. Before Vine, I tried to hop on this app called Cinemagram. That's a very classic gem right there. It's Vine with no sound. It was just memes, I guess. I don't know. But Vine was like where it happened. That's where I got a lot of the start. And then from there, yeah.
Would you find that a lot of people like started jacking your style because you had such a specific thing that you would do in your videos, you know what I'm saying, with the fucking like songs and the swaying and like, you know,
I feel like things can get inspired, you know what I'm saying. I actually just made a comment recently on a post today. I was like, everything is inspired, and I truly do mean everything is inspired. So like when I see people do that type of style of like content, and I know like I was like a big part of that, you know, I just take it as like flattery, like, you know, I see, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I feel it. How long were you doing the Vine shit for before you felt like, okay, this is getting big enough where, you know, I can really make this a real thing, you know?
So it was during Vine, probably like the second and a half-ish year when I started to get paid. So it was like, okay, you know, I had my own job.
What were you doing?
So at the time I was working at Wendy's. That was like my first like serious job. Before then I did newspapers. It was crazy. But
when what does that mean, doing newspapers?
Okay, so okay, no, because I said it like that because the job is crazy. If I explain this job out loud, it's going to sound crazy.
Okay, please do.
God. Here we go. All
right.
So back in Maryland, in my neighborhood, there were flyers everywhere, you know. You need a job, come work with us, call this number. Now me, you know, teenager, I'm like, I need to make money. So I saw this flyer, I'm like, I'm gonna call them. So I called them and they're like, all right, you know, wait, you got the job.
The flyer said, come do newspapers. Like,
come do newspapers. So the funny thing is, I didn't even know what the job was yet, but I called them and no like interview, I got the job.
Okay.
This is where it's about to get crazy.
All right.
We're like, yeah, band's gonna come pick you guys up in the morning.
What?
Okay, so right, I'm going with it. Yeah. Boom, get into the van. I have full faith of me and God. We gonna be good.
Okay.
Get into the van, there's other like teenagers that look like me. Well, you know, there's other teenagers. One person was like an adult, you know, two adults in the front, right? Very crazy scene. Either we're going to Squid Games or this is a legit job or the third option. Yeah.
Kidnapping.
So, turns out it's actually a job. What we're doing is we don't have like physical newspapers. We're actually going around selling newspaper subscriptions.
I see.
So that's what we are.
I see.
And then all of our pay is commission.
Oh.
So we were out there grinding, hot sun, summer. You don't get sales. You don't make money.
What the fuck? And people are like, aren't y'all supposed to just be throwing these at my door? When did this start?
I envy you. I wish I could, you know? But yeah, and then after I realized that that wasn't a real job, I got a real job, and I worked at Wendy's. And then when I was doing Vine, there was a point where I started to make money from making these skits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I was just like, hey, I think I'm gonna stop working at Wendy's and just focus on this. Mm-hmm. So that's when, like, at least in my mind, that became the primary. Mm-hmm. When I could leave the job and be like, let's just focus on, like, what I like to do.
How old were you when that happened?
I feel like I was 17, 16.
Word.
Was dope. Yeah. And I feel like the real big jump was when Vine forced us and said, you guys have 2 months and the app is shutting down.
Figure it out.
And where'd you go?
Back to newspapers, baby.
Went straight back to it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I know what I'm good at.
Knock on the door. They open it. He's
welcome back. We went to Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, just anywhere I could post content and just try to take 6 seconds and expand it to wherever. Because that was the biggest challenge. Just like,
yeah,
how do you go from 6 seconds to anything longer? And like, I wanted to make movies one day, but
right,
I can't make a 6 second film. That's gonna be insane. Mm-hmm. Like, they walk in and then they walk out. So I felt like it was a challenge, so I just kind of went out and tried things.
Word. Okay, and what popped off for you?
I feel like it was YouTube that popped off first. Shout out to the boy Lenar. He was the first person who told me during Vine, he's like, yo, make a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I will. But I kept, like, you know, putting it back, pushing it back. But once we got pushed out, it was like, all right, it's time to take this seriously. So YouTube popped off pretty fast. I think one of my most viral videos, even to this day, was the Hood Naruto 3 video. And that was like the first one where it's like me and Sasuke and, you know, we're in the middle of a park, bunch of cosplayers, and we just start going crazy and dancing. And yeah.
Let me ask you about that anime influence, dog. I feel like you feel like that definitely helped you pop off, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I don't know. It was, okay, so there was a moment during Vine where I was told by someone specifically that maybe I should not make videos the way I do, and I should make videos like some of my friends who had a different type of style of content than I did.
Okay.
And, you know, that kind of made me feel a type of way. So, like, instead of doing that, what I did was just hone on my skills and just, you know, figure out, like, what are the things that I like, what's the stuff that I'm into? Mm-hmm. And, like, at the time, I just got introduced into anime. So I was like, okay, well, how about, like, I take something that I love and start making content about that? So then, like, I just started throwing out Naruto, because Naruto was, like, one of the biggest things I was watching at the time. And
yeah,
it just kind of snowball effect from there.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I anime Twitter got a little mad at me the other day.
I saw a piece of something that you had said, but I had no idea, like, what happened. What was
bro, people got mad. I was totally kidding too. You know, Kev on stage, he's been going hard on the Attack on Titan shit lately, right? He's been, like, giving, like, you know, episode reviews and his, like, live reactions. And so I saw it on my timeline, and, like, the whole anime community is really, like, you know, bigging him up and telling him, like, what's watching this and that. So it was like he's getting crazy mentions, right?
Oh yeah, he's going crazy.
So as a joke, right? Literally as a joke. Because mind you, 3 years ago on Twitter, I asked what anime should I start with, because I never really got into it like that. And they told me Attack on Titan, and I started it, and then for whatever reason I fell off, never finished it, right? I enjoyed it. Didn't have time, all right?
Let's make it clear.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened 3 years ago. I babies, motherfuckers. So, but so I replied to Kev. And Crystal, you know Crystal, she be doing. So I was like, damn, engagement is crazy. Let me start watching anime for some content. But like
anime Twitter,
they got so it was some quotes that were like, "What did I tell you? See, knew this would happen." And I'm like, "All right, guys, can I tell you this? I've literally made jokes about that. I've made children for engagement." You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I put, like, how many laugh my asses off do I have to put in the fucking tweet for y'all to know that I'm fucking around?
Yeah, exactly.
But people were mad, bro.
Listen, like, bro. Jewish people, LGBTQ plus, sorry if I forgot any letters, anime community. You cannot fuck with them. No jokes. You can't do anything.
I learned.
They are on your ass.
I was going to let the joke live and be like, guys, I replied to the shit. I was like, hey, I was just fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Bro. But after a while, after even I left my replies and people were still kind of quote, I was like, all right, delete. Yeah.
I mean, for me, if something gets too out of hand, if it gets really out of hand, I will delete. But if not, I'm just like, I'll mute it. Yeah. I'll never see it again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you guys go crazy over there.
Yeah. You know?
And don't mute them, though. They learn shit while watching that. They'll fuck you up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I just, you know, I feel like it's something. There's no reason for me to not have gotten into it. Like, I like animation. I like fucking cartoons. Well, I mean, pretty much the same thing. Yeah. But, you know, I like shit like that. I like fantasy shit. I just, for some reason, I just never really got into it.
It takes time. You know, it's a time consumer. But I feel like the right stories can definitely leave an impact on you. You can walk away with, like, rich stories and dope characters, mm-hmm. funny moments, all that stuff. So,
what's annoying?
And it bonds a lot of people.
No, so. I bet. Especially, you know, I see, like, well, somebody replied to me about the blurred community. Yeah. You familiar? Mm-mm. The black nerd community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I've seen, you know, so much more. And I'm, you know, I know that existed, but before the internet, but like now, especially, I feel like, do you feel like you kind of helped really people like, you know, be like, yes, I'm black and I like anime?
So like, I don't know. Like when people tell me that, I'm kind of like, I'm called off guard because I'm like, you know, I'm just a person who was a viewer and mm-hmm. who liked this as well. And then I started to make content. So I guess like me making these videos that have went viral was definitely a part of letting people know like, hey, it's okay. Like mm-hmm. go like watch what you want to watch. Who cares?
Right.
If it's dope to you, it's dope to you. And that's it. So, yeah.
What is, I mean, I know, so tell me about your things you do with the Netflix shit. How did that come about?
So with Netflix, at the time, I was making a lot of fan films, like, on my YouTube channel, and, you know, I promoted it through Instagram and other platforms. And I guess, like, it just got to a point where, like, Netflix, you know, they called us up, you know, we get into the office, and they're like, hey, man, like, you know, what y'all trying to do? And, you know, we told them our big plans and stuff like that. And basically, our conversation kind of landed on, okay, well, we want you to do what you're doing on your channel, but basically for us. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, I'm like, wow, like I'm making official fan films for Netflix. Like, this is kind of crazy.
That's dope.
Cool. Like, you know, they're giving me the IPs to like create from their like inventory. And I'm sick. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Budget as well?
Yeah, budget, okay. Everything.
Okay.
I guess the biggest thing that I like the most is like, they allowed my team and I to cook.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave us our budget and they gave us our space and they said, go do y'all thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope to have that trust.
For sure. Cause that's maybe it's different now. It's getting different.
Yeah.
But man, you know, in the early days of like the internet content creator, there was such a huge disconnect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even on the scale of like a brand deal where you feel like, yo, trust me to know how to push your shit out to my people, right?
Like, it's my community.
Exactly.
Like, I know how to say this in a way that they're going to be like, oh, this is dope. But mm-hmm. like, when they hand you a script and be like, no, trust me, this is going to work. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took way too long for them to get that because that was definitely the struggle early on. It's like, you came to me for what I do. And now you want me to do the exact opposite of what I do. So, doesn't make sense.
It's fucked up. I've literally, like, not so much anymore, but I've had to, like, turn down, like, bags because we could never come to, like, an understanding that made sense. You know? And mind you, you got to play the game a little bit. You got to fucking, like,
can't compromise. Say dick.
Yeah.
you can't say dick. That's cool. You want me to bleep dick? You want me to say something else? You want me to take the dick joke out? I understand, right? But, like, there's just some companies that just don't get it. Yeah. And like, you get to a point where, okay, yes, this bag is great. That's compromise. But when it starts to feel like, ugh, this is just not me at all. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
And big respect for like the walking away. Cause a lot of people, they don't walk away. You know, a bag is a bag, but it's like, mm-hmm. you still have to stand for something. If this isn't what you represent, if you don't even believe in the product, it's like, why even attach yourself to it?
Yeah, man. So. you know, make sure y'all use my Blue Chew code, Blue Chew code Tim.
I believe in that.
Yeah, that shit work.
Yeah, I'm hard right now.
No way. Oh, man. All right, so, like, and your ultimate goal is, like, full out. You trying to be actor, director, writer? What's the goal for you?
So, one of my biggest goals is to become like one of the greatest directors of my generation.
Bet.
I definitely want to I want to do acting still. I want to write. I want to do the producing. I've been told, like, because I love editing too. And a lot of people don't know I edit my videos.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, the more that you take on, the less that you're gonna be able to do. So it's like I don't think I'm gonna be editing in the future.
Right.
But it's like
But that's the beauty of being in charge, man. You could yell at that editor to do whatever you want.
It's hard. It's scary trusting people. Like, it's like, we just filmed this. It's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like, they edit it, and then it comes back. It's not what you thought. You're, mm-hmm, like, you're stressing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, 100%. Even, look, dog, like, when I was working with Maker Studios, that was my first time actually, you know, the skits used to be just me and Rick fucking around camcorders and me just on Windows Movie Maker. You know what I'm saying?
Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah. Before I even had an iMovie and I had a Mac and shit, right? Yeah. So when we started working with like a company with real editors, it was like crazy how, you know, you think someone would know what's going on in your head until they send you that draft and you're like, why did you cut? Don't you see? It's funny if you leave it like two more seconds. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just like small
threes, thing. Man, threes.
And I would feel annoying sending all the notes.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, man, you know, but you got
to
do it. Yeah. You know?
Watching you go through that taught me to write very specific
words.
And I would give them my script with all the little, you know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Like, yeah, this is exactly what I want. And they would still fucking up. But it was easier to be like, nah, see, remember on page 3 where I said?
I see you getting into action movie mode. You're getting swole and shit, know? Yeah, okay. As a dude who's been saying I'm gonna get swole for like 5 years, you know, I appreciate that, you know? I'd be like, God, where do these kids find the time to do this shit, man? when did that start for you? Like, mentally, you felt like you just needed to do that, or?
So it was definitely during the, it was at the tail end of the dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like everyone went through that in their own way. And me, I definitely felt like I had gained a lot of like weight that I just didn't know I had gained at the time.
Mm.
So like towards the end of it, I was just kind of like, all right, well, like, you know, I need to do something, you know? So, I got with a trainer, you know what I'm saying? Personal trainer, still trains me to this day, the GOAT. And, you know, we just kind of started to, you know, try. I will say this though. The first day that he trained me, very intense day.
Mm.
I went home, body on fire, and I'm like, I'm not going back. I literally was like, I'm not going back. But I think it's literally just showing up. It's just the consistency that allowed like change to happen. A lot of people think like, oh, you know, gym for 1 week, gym for a couple days, and it's done. But it's like, bro, you just have to show up. I'm not saying you have to go there and be Dwayne Johnson. I'm just saying, show up. And that's just what it became.
I got like 3 trainers who I've been one day with and never went back. But man,
a day one.
She went too hard on me, dog.
Okay, what are we doing? You got me like what's happening?
I'm little. And I rolled my ankle on the first day. Like, you gotta relax, Nina.
Oh man. Hey, look,
day one's crazy.
Girl trainers. They gonna kill you. I don't know if it's I want to show you that I'm better than you, mister, or if they're just better than you. But they gonna kill you, man.
Oh man,
they have no remorse either.
And that's the thing too. It's like me in my head also on the same wave. Like, okay, yes, I gotta look good for these cameras. The fact that I still wanna do movies and shit is probably the really only main motivator for me trying to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, I got kids, gotta stick around for my kids, blah, 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 blah. But that being right on camera is the main shit, man.
I feel that.
Cause I'm still trying to, like, you know, be, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, yeah, let me knock out just one action comedy. But if I do an action comedy, I gotta have a chest. I gotta run in slow motion at some point with a little chest.
Yes,
this is true.
And my wife kind of was like not was trying to do me dirty, but she knew it was dirty. Because, like, you know, I got, like, a little tattoo or whatever the other day, so I'm going over other tattoo options with her, what I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking this on my chest, right? She was like, all right, babe, well, here's the thing. First, she didn't like what I was going to get. And secondly, she was like, and I feel like if you get a chest tattoo, like...
Don't you got to get a chest?
Yes. And she wasn't trying to be fucked up. She's just trying to... She's like, but, like, shouldn't you... But people with, like, chest tattoos, like, you should have, like, a chest. I was like, that's fair. That's fair. This is, I mean, yeah, that's the goal.
Hey, look, I've been saying it for how long? That's why I don't have tattoos. Unfit people with tattoos just don't make sense to me.
You don't want to Rick Ross it out?
No, he looks stupid.
Rick
he
Ross
has my dream there. Woman now.
Rick Ross is out there getting strong.
So you know I can't hate.
Rick Ross workout videos are some of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Like, yeah, he just screams. And he's like, ah! I'm like, what's... I've never seen this man talk this much. He's just like, ah!
I can't even imagine. I gotta watch. I can't even imagine. In my head, it's just, oh!
No glasses, just, you know, eyes. No sunglasses. He's out there working. So, yeah.
Rick Ross is funny, man.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. Dude. Funny dude.
Shout out to the pair.
Yeah. Shout out to the pair.
Pair. Well, shit, man. Well, speaking of funny shit, sometimes we do the Am I the Assholes off Reddit. Mm. And we got a couple if you want to participate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like, that's always fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, give me the rundown. Like,
I will. It's going to be all...
He's going to read, mm-hmm. and we're going to decide if this person is an asshole or not.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to go with them. Yeah. So we got a couple Rick found on Reddit.
Yeah. Wasn't a lot of good ones yesterday.
It's okay.
But the last one I sent you is pretty good. It's just long.
Okay, for sure. Let me go. Well, let me start with the long one.
Okay.
Let's do it. No pause.
Zoom.
Yeah,
it's
about
dating and stuff like that.
Okay, you be dating?
I be dating. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? All right. Cool. How's that for you out here in these LA streets as a young, up-and-coming filmmaker?
I definitely think it's interesting, you know, like coming from Maryland to the West Coast is definitely different, you know, mm-hmm. so I'm just kind of like finding my footing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had a girlfriend going into the pandemic, but then the dark ages happened and it didn't last.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Was it like, was she out here or was she like?
She was out here.
Mm,
yeah. Mm. But yeah, now I'm just chilling, focusing on the work. Stuff
there you
like
go,
that.
Man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, bro.
Getting strong.
Yeah, don't get caught up in this shit, bro. You got too much going on.
I appreciate it.
All right. Am I the asshole for blocking a man after he bought me a $500 dinner? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
She blocked him after
the dinner.
Let's find the deets.
There's no
context. We're gonna get all the context. Yeah. We're gonna get all the context.
Like, damn.
It's a lot of context. Oh, fuck. It's a lot of context.
Yeah. Scrolling. Maybe don't go through the edits.
Yeah.
Her edits at the end.
Okay.
That aren't necessary, but yeah.
Got you. I'll try and speed through this a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. I was invited on a date and he asked me, what's your favorite restaurant? My honest answer was, my favorite place is a bit much for a first date, but I did still tell him about it because, well, I thought he was cool and I truly love the place, so I tell everyone about it so they'll go. I want them to stay booked and busy so they'll stay open so I can keep going, okay?
Oh, nice.
I said that for a first date, we could go somewhere more casual, like this cool Mexican spot between us that has over 300 tequilas, blah, blah, blah. It's still pretty cheap. Amazing tacos with handmade tortillas. Ultimately, he wanted to pick. I was trying to be helpful and make suggestions, but we live in different parts of a big city with terrible traffic, and that's extremely car dependent. Okay. My favorite restaurant is $500 for two. I take myself there sometimes after personal accomplishments or for a treat. Sometimes I go just to have one of their James Beard Award-winning cocktails. Ew, bougie, I know. This gentleman, upon researching the menu, decides this is where he wants to take me for dinner. His choice, okay. He really wanted to try it out. Of course, I agree. Despite the price point, it's actually a pretty chill spot. You don't have to dress up. And it's a great date spot. Even a first date spot if you're in a different tax bracket than me. But as much as I knew, he could be. For me, first dates are usually inexpensive considering you don't know the person and the conversation is much more important than the meal. Fair. We have apps, we have drinks, we have dinner, we have conversation, we have dessert, we have a good time. From my perspective, this means we ran up a serious bill. I was about to say dessert too.
Yeah.
Well, sir, okay.
Apps and dessert.
Yeah. Apps, plural.
Yeah.
Pay time comes. We do the check dance, sort of. Of course, since it's a first date, I say, oh, separate checks. That's nice of her. Not that I don't pay on subsequent dates. I just mean that the first time when you don't know if a guy thinks if a woman pays, that means she's uninterested. Yeah, fair. He also says separate checks. So cool, we're on the same page, okay? Basically at the same time. Oh, snap. As in our words over like, no, separate jokes.
Separate.
I won't lie, I hesitated and said it after he was saying it. Hilarious, okay?
You have to catch it separate.
separate.
Because he asked me out and also insisted we went there after he read the menu and really wanted to try the food.
Yeah, well,
the
menu. Yeah. He knows what time it is.
I really want to describe menu items, but it's one of those places that's, okay, blah, blah, blah. We don't need all that. Yeah. So our separate checks come, no problem by me. I put him my card down, he puts his down. When our server comes back to grab them, he takes my card, gives her both the checks, says he's covering it all. Looks at my card intensely.
Exactly.
It's not that I think he's some numbers savant where he was stealing my info by looking at my card, though I have bartended for years. Okay. And a dumbass genius who worked with me could, okay, blah, 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 not important. It wasn't even his little comment of, oh, now I finally know your last name.
Oh.
Which, of course, I wouldn't tell him before. It was the game he played. He invited me on a date, so I assumed he was paying. He then said separate checks, making sure I knew I was paying for myself. Then he grabbed the checks and paid it all.
All right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Annoying the server and me. Okay. I need to process for a second.
I'm trying to. I'm like,
basically, he's asked for separate checks.
Yeah.
They brought the separate checks. And when they brought the separate checks, he was like, no,
never mind, I
cover
got
it all.
So okay.
And she says, annoying both the server and myself.
Yeah, I think I gathered.
And he also looked at her card and made a joke about, I got your last name.
I'm feeling like this was a shit test to see if I would pony up to $200 to $250. I felt like he was checking to see if I was a gold digger or something, even though I'd literally told him we shouldn't go there the first date. The place I suggested we could have had tacos and tequila flights for less than $50. So after I said thank you for dinner, I got in my Uber, left, blocked him.
Oh.
I told one of my friends the story today, laughing, and they told me I was actually the villain in the story. I'm just not into shittiest or games. I'm not sure what that last part means, but that's not in the games. I get it. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I heard all of that, right?
Yeah.
But I also feel like I'm missing something because, like, tone could be a thing here. Like he's like, now I got your last name. Like, I don't know. Is he a villain? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like, because it's like, yeah, you got separate checks, but then you paid for it. But then I'm like, okay, so what's the harm, you know? And the harm is like, he annoyed me and he annoyed the server.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay. But it's like, the meal was still paid, you know? And it's like, he saw the menu up front. So it's like, he knew how much it was going to be going into it. So I guess he knew he was going to pay for it. So I guess then that's the red flag. Like,
yeah.
He wanted to test it out. Like, yeah.
That's what she didn't like. She didn't like feeling tested. She didn't like the game he was playing.
And he said it first, and then she said it second.
Yeah.
So, damn.
Yeah, which is annoying.
It's super annoying. It's stupid.
It's very dumb because I feel like I think a test enough is her doing the dance. Yeah. For me, that's enough of a test.
I think he went into the whole situation wanting to try out this test. Uh-huh. He probably seen somewhere online, like, oh yeah, if you want to know if a woman's good for you or not,
see if she's down to pay,
you know, her separate check.
Yeah,
you know, you don't actually make her pay, but blah blah blah, right? Yeah. But this girl did everything right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Said, hey, we don't have to go here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked, what's your favorite place? Well, my favorite place is this, but that's just expensive.
Yeah.
This is a cool place though. I really like this place.
Yeah. So
then he picked the more expensive place. With that in mind,
it's weird to do the test when you're the one who made the choice.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like,
he didn't get the setup right.
He definitely is annoying.
Oh yeah.
I feel like, but as someone who needs closure, I would have appreciated you telling me,
oh, absolutely,
why you were mad before just blocking me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I think the block is just, it was very sudden. It's like, yeah, so I got in my Uber. Blocked him.
Yeah.
It's like
the conversation.
You could have just like ignored him if he hit you up again or something like that. Just sit on it for a little while longer. Go talk to your friends. Like, it's this weird and some shit.
I think a second date could have like solidified something. Things. Like,
conversation.
Yeah, give me a conversation. Like, yeah. Look, if you don't,
bro, this is why you're weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My thing is like, she's not in that. I didn't read like as his personality or as a person, I find him boom, boom, boom. It was like, this happened, and because this happened, I went in the Uber and like blocked him.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I'm like, but what about the conversation? Like,
and look, know? Maybe she's sick of motherfuckers that play games. Yeah, and she was like, I don't want to spend any more time on people like this. I get that. But in this text age that we're in, mm-hmm. right? If you don't want to be the villain in this story, or maybe you don't care, but like, I would appreciate just the, hey man, look, I ain't appreciate that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with you anymore.
Yeah.
That's all I would need.
Yeah. So the reason I picked this one, because it does that.
Yeah.
Because you hear everything, it's like, dude, it's fucking annoying as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you get to the block, it's like, but you could have told him.
It was reversed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he hops in or he dips and blocks her instantly. We know the asshole, you know, we know yeah. who it'd have been.
Cause that is like, yeah, true, true.
It would have been instant. So I'm like, ugh.
He's dumb though.
He's so stupid.
It's a weird game he's playing.
Let me ask you this, man. As a, you know, young dude, you know, you got a little money, not Netflix money and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here in LA.
Get out of his pockets. Get out of his pockets.
Yeah, I know. I'm out the pockets. I'm out the pockets. I'm just saying. You could afford to get a $500 dinner, maybe if you wanted to, right?
You know.
Maybe you don't want to, but I'm just right. saying. You could. Hopefully. does the check dance, is that something you're paying attention to when you're paying for a meal?
No, I feel like it's something that would catch me off guard, because I feel like going into it, thinking about the check dance is just crazy. Like, that's you came out your house, like the date that should be the primary, like getting to know this person. But you're like, what's going to happen at the end of this meal? Like, you know, so for me, I kind of go into it thinking like, if I ask a girl on a date, like I'm paying for the meal type beat.
Yeah.
But she offers, like, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. hey, hold on. Like, this is nice, like, you know? But I don't expect her to pay, especially if I'm the one who asked her out. Now, you know, in the reverse situation, she asked me on the date. I mean, I still am going to go into thinking I'm going to pay, but she pays for me. You know, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to relax. I'm like, hey, it's comfy here.
I agree. I'm not somebody, or, you know, when I was dating, no. I was never somebody who was like, if she don't at least pretend like she's gonna go, I'm not gonna be like, oh, red flag. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, yes, double standards, blah blah blah. Yes, I still, as a man growing up in the old 1900s, I always feel like if I'm going on a date, even if she suggested this shit, I still feel like I'm gonna pay for it going into it. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciated the dance always though, even if a girl was like, yeah. "Are you sure?" Even the purse reach. Are you sure? And oh my God. Oh, are you sure? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
even if it's fake as fuck.
It's nice. It's nice.
She's reaching over here. Her purse is on that side.
It's a nice gesture. You know what I'm saying?
She has a dress on. She's, oh, where's my wallet? I appreciate it, you know? It's okay. It's okay. We got someone's like fighting in the room next door.
It was something. Earthquake in something.
It's the action podcast over there.
I don't know.
They're like, in this segment, we scrapping. Get up. Whoa.
Yeah, like,
oh, lights are shaking and shit?
Oh. It's mad weird.
It's probably Tom Cruise up there.
Speaking of the roof, have you seen the trend on social media that says, oh, gosh.
That's a suplex.
Yeah. That people... Well, look, are you a millennial or are you a fucking Gen Z, dog? What?
Millennial.
You're a millennial? That says, millennials, when we dance, you can tell we old because we always put our hands up with some shit. And I saw that meme going around. I was like, God damn it.
So I've never hit one of those, but it's like, now I feel like, I kind of feel insecure. Like, should I?
Like, what's going to happen if I do with my hands?
Like, you know? Yeah.
Like, yeah. If your song comes on and you instinctively just...
That's old people shit?
Yeah.
That's us now?
Apparently. Yeah.
What do youngins do?
TikTok dance. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Cause shaking the hips, man.
Yeah. But I'm okay with that.
Mm.
Like, I'll take that. Cause them doing that shit in the club looks stupid.
No, doing that.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, my old ass hands are up. You, sir, look like an idiot.
I for sure. Like, what do you even do? Like, if you're not, like, when I was getting grinded on, I was either planting my hands or my hands were up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like there's only two options.
Yeah.
Or your hands are here. But nowadays, I don't be in the club nowadays. I'm just saying, what do y'all do? What do y'all do?
Shaking.
What do you do? Yeah. Are you in the clubs nowadays?
I mean, yeah, you know, I step by every once in a while, you know.
Do people still grind on each other?
Yeah, I think it's a bit different out here in the LA club scene. Mm. Now, you can find some fire clubs out here. I'm not disputing that. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that, yeah. But most of the time, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's fair. Look, especially if you go to the, you know, the known clubs. Yes, yeah, a lot of people are too cool.
You got to find the spots.
Yes, yeah, you got the shit where, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily dancing with each other. Yeah. People are grooving in their section. You know what I'm saying?
They're on their phones.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I feel like now, to have a good party, it has to come with the risk of getting shot up. I feel like that's the only places where they're like dancing that. With each other. No, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. But I feel like if it's nice,
yeah,
everybody's in there to just look cool.
Yeah.
One of my first house parties in LA ended.
Yeah.
Oh, with a shooting.
It's what they do.
Where were you at? What part of LA do you remember?
Burbank.
What?
What?
Burbank. They're shooting in Burbank. What's happening? What's going on here? I don't know.
It's because you walked in and was like, oh, let's impress the black guys.
Listen. I will say this. A lot of red flags. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go too deep into it. But the first biggest red flag, and this is for all house parties, there needs to be security. And the security cannot be someone's mother. Okay? Now, she went up to me. I didn't get pat down. You know what I'm saying? I just got the look up and down. You know what I'm saying? People. They passed me. I ain't going to say anything else, but they passed me. You know
did not
saying?
Get the pat
they
down.
They did not get no pat downs or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't even get the
red flag. Flag should have been going off. But I'm like, hey, you know, it's fine. There's music in there. You know, there's people, my people, you know. So I go in there and, you know, the rest is intense history. But yeah.
Anybody get shot?
Someone got hurt. Someone did get hurt. I don't think anyone, you know, but someone did get hurt. It was crazy. Very
yeah.
intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, first like house party in LA, and that's how it ends. And I'm like,
that it's a thing.
You
it's
go to anywhere out here?
No. Ah! So this is my thing now. Like, I love security. You know what I'm saying? I love security at front doors. Like, I in my mind, I want security guards to like pat me down like I am a criminal. Okay.
Yeah.
And now because that means that everyone else is getting pat down. Exactly. And it's that type of, you know, mm-hmm. and it secures my safety. I know I'm going to have a good night. I know I'm going to have a safe night. And yeah. that's fine for me. Yeah.
You know, it makes sense, too. You got to read the room a bit. You know, we've definitely been to some house parties, specifically one time in like an area of San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was fun. But we were like,
I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Like people, we were just kind of like, it's a leave early fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause like we got Bloods and Crips over here. And that trickles down to San Diego, mm-hmm. right? But when this happened, we were already in the era of we're not just wearing colors all the time.
Right, right, right.
But we get to this party and I was seeing a lot of red. Yeah. A lot of red. I was like, oh, they still like care about the way they banging over here.
A lot of red.
Okay, cool. And then I saw some body language by the door, some points, some head nods. Like, hey, son, we should probably dip soon.
And I was like, oh, I'm making out with this girl in the bathroom.
Okay, we'll die then.
We gotta get it. We gotta get
the. Yeah, it's just. That shit happens too much. Yeah.
A lot of people don't. And some people who do see the signs ignore them, like old me. But now, today me would never.
So. I get it, man. You know, you fresh booty out here in LA.
I don't like that term, but yeah, I was new out here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what was going on. And coming from the East Coast, like, you know, I've been to house parties. I've been around, you know,
yeah.
people and, yeah. you know, nothing has popped off like that. You know, I've seen, you know, the object, but I've never seen it being used.
Yeah.
So when I, man, it was crazy.
They used that shit.
And to be fair, you were in Burbank. You
I thought,
you should have felt safe.
Burbank sounds safe. Yeah. It sounds safe.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody, everywhere got its,
you know.
Unsavorable.
Yeah, it's close to North Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's close enough, so.
Yeah. You know, nowadays, we're at an age where, you know, me and Rick, we were going somewhere the other day, and it was like, ain't no lights over here. Let's go home.
Yeah,
that's
this
enough.
Shit is just too dim.
That's enough.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I remember where he just enough. Didn't know the signs, though. He would pull over anywhere
to
look for directions or shit like that. I'm like, you see that graffiti right there? Man, it was three abandoned houses.
Like, it's gonna be fine. Yeah. We chilling.
Yeah, we good.
Think about
turn this light on. Like,
turn this light on. Think about it, is man. Back then, it was like before we really had been anywhere. I was just kind of like just trying to get some ass at all times, and I was like, it was the only thing on my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, we need to get there. Yeah. We need to like get in there. We need to get there. So everything else, I just had my blockers on. You know what I'm
tunnel
saying?
Vision. He was locked in.
Really. Remember Orlando when we was going into the first bar?
Yes.
And we did this to get back down. It was like, oh, you good? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't do. Oh, okay.
And we touched your shoulders.
And
they didn't do shit. And they looked at us like, what the fuck? You Jesus?
Yeah. Put the arms down. And it was crazy because we went in there with people that had guns.
Yeah, without knowing.
Another place I went to out here was a skating rink.
Oh.
That place got shot up, and I wasn't aware that that happens. I thought skating rinks are a place of fun and happiness and joy. And it was for the first 5 minutes that I walked in there, and the shooting didn't happen inside the rink. Thank God. It happened outside the place that I was almost stuck outside because I was arguing with a security guard. And if this argument went, I don't know, 2 minutes longer, 30 seconds longer.
Oh,
I don't know what I would have been involved in. Yeah. But thank God the security guard was like, all right, man, like whatever, you can go through. Thank the gods.
What area was this?
I think this is, do you know Wheels?
World on Wheels.
Yeah, World on Wheels. Yeah. Where is that?
I don't even remember the city. I was too young for when that was popping. But they used to call it Death on Wheels.
Because like it was always getting shot up?
Yeah, World on Wheels. So everybody started going to Skate Depot.
Skate Depot
became
Death on Wheels. I gotta start like searching up spots, bro. That just blew my mind. There's no way.
Yeah, as they were anybody,
having an Instagram event. Yeah. What the what?
Anybody in LA, Black LA, over I would say 40.
Okay.
About Death on Wheels.
Death on Wheels. I just got put on.
Yeah. Never like again. I was too little to be going there anyway.
But yeah, that again. Was before my outing time.
Yeah.
We used to go to this club, and we talked about this before. We used to go to this club in Anaheim called Club Boogie.
Mm.
And that shit used to get shot up so much, it eventually just got shut down.
Yeah.
But only because there was one fun room called the Reggae Room.
Mm-mm.
And that was just where all the good music was.
Yeah.
But
listen, they had the women's. Well, you risk it. You go back to the Boogie.
you go
back to the Boogie. Like, hey,
that was dangerous, but I got to. I have to return.
It was so fun. We were so, like, it was like, this was like us at like 19 and shit, going to the clubs.
Involved in dumb shit. I didn't really realize it.
It was a good time.
So I'm having a house party next week, if you would like to come.
As long as they're... super security there. I'm straight.
We are having a live No Chaser with an audience, man. If you ain't got shit to do at the end of the month in January, pull up, man. Have a good time. Come get you a little drink, and we probably will have security. So come through.
But it's pro-gun, so everybody's going to have guns, so you'll be safe.
That's the beauty of it. Like,
yeah, everyone.
Chris,
everybody got guns.
Chris Rock said, you know, you feel safe going into the shit without the guns, but everybody with the guns is waiting on you to come outside. So.
Exactly.
He's waiting on you to come outside.
Well, shit, man, what can we look forward to seeing from you? Where can we find you? What do you want to plug?
Oh, for sure. So in 2024, one of my biggest things is I want to start making original IP. So in 2024, I will be creating original content and original series.
Fuck yeah.
I kind of want to do something really unique. I want to make my own live action anime. And
ooh,
that's I have two planned right now. One's based about boxing.
Mm.
It's a nice boxing story. And the other is going to be like a supernatural detective type of a story. So be on the lookout for that. You can find me anywhere at King Vader. That's KingVader. Check me out.
Yes, sir.
More content on the way. Dope content on the way.
I love that, man. And I feel bad because you really popped up on us like last minute. I hit you last night.
Yeah.
But like, all the other times you hit me last minute to come be some shit, I was like, I can't do it, man. It'd be like that.
In my mind, I know how I go. Like, you know, people busy. Mm. You busy. I be busy sometimes. But I saw the thing yesterday, and I was like, yeah, pull up. You know what I'm saying?
It was perfect.
Nothing to do. I am streaming a bit later today. I be doing Twitch now. You know what I'm saying?
King
Vader, Twitching and whatnot. But yeah, So yeah.
I appreciate you, man. I feel like I always been telling you this, man. I feel like you're the future of this shit. I love when people are innovative with it and come with something new. And I've been a fan, you know, since like the jump, you know. So I just love to see you continue to kill it. Continue to do your thing, bro. I wish you nothing but luck and success and everything you do.
Thank you.
You know, hey man, thanks for pulling up. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit. Tune in, follow everybody on everything. And this is No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantaroncu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Peace.